I'm going to go to the 6th chapter of Ephesians this morning. I'd like to talk about briefly this morning, mainly one part of this armor of God, of the whole armor of God. I've preached on the whole armor of God in general before, and maybe emphasized some, I believe, some other parts, but and of course made the point. I'll go ahead and make again that the commandment is to put on the whole armor of God, and I think of a soldier in combat. If you're missing part of your armor, you're vulnerable. So, same way with this armor that God, and it's the armor of God. He prepares it, he constructs it, but then we're commanded to put it on. I think about the scripture where we're told to put on the new man, and I believe this goes along with that. But I can look back and feel like that I have neglected to put on a part of the armor of God. Maybe I've got my loins girt about with the truth, a helmet of salvation. Maybe my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So maybe I'm missing that breastplate of righteousness, the faith, and so forth. But this is a constant thing. And yet I find myself personally with this as I do in repentance. As I've said, I repent over and over and over. I repent. You're supposed to repent of something, turn aside from it, don't look back, change directions. And I find myself turning back to things, have to repent of it again. I'm thankful to know that one day we will not have that need, that we'll be perfect, glorified in heaven. But now we're to repent. So I find myself the same way with this armor of God, that I continually cast it aside. I just are parts of it aside. And so that leaves me in combating the wiles of the devil, of evil, that it leaves me vulnerable. And then, that not only harms me, it harms potentially those around me. But throughout some of these verses in the middle of this 6th chapter, where he begins speaking of that down around the 10th and 11th verse, several places he uses the word stand. When he commands us in that 11th verse to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So when I fail at standing against the wiles of the devil, at any point in my life, whatever is happening, then I know I've cast aside all or part of that armor. Now, I'm thankful that God watches over us, that he suffers me. He does not leave us nor forsake us. And so he watches us and carries us through that. He loves us just that much, and so much more. But we're commanded to put this on. And then even in the 13th verse, it says, and having done all, to stand. Then in 14th verse, stand therefore. And then now in the 15th verse is what I want to concentrate on, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So as I have this breastplate and my loins girded, then you can go on down and read the rest of this in this chapter of this whole armor of God. But I must also have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. and stand upon that. And a lot of the reading that I've done in relation to that, it certainly goes back to the footwear that the Romans wore in battle. Think about that and how that was so important. They had to walk miles and miles and miles. They had to stand in battle. And in that terrain over there, I think of the jagged rocks and so forth that they had to walk around on. But then also I think about the apostles in walking and having their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and standing upon that. And so standing there, and they would have to do that, and we have to do that now. In order to stand, that's what, and to shod, to have our feet shod that way is to bind your feet up, there's something beneath that, and it's the preparation of the gospel of peace. So that's that sure, that's Jesus Christ, it's that foundation. Now, as I thought back this morning some, what I've preached about the last month that those the Hebrew people rebuilding the temple and the walls of Jerusalem and being taken being handed over into captivity by God and then being freed and all that their whole armor was the same. It was prepared by God. They had not been given this commandment. This is late, so much later on, but they had the same armor that God provided them even then at that time. And in building of the wall, having a weapon right there with them or in one hand and working with tools to rebuild the walls of the city in another, they certainly had to have their physical armor, but then also this whole armor constructed, created, and prepared by God Almighty. Changing jobs where I'm not working from home at this point. I'm working downtown Dallas, and so I like to get out during lunch, take a break, clear my head, and walk some. And I found that I really need the right kind of shoes to do that. The dress shoes and the shoes that I have been wearing, they're not going to cut it. They're not comfortable, and then they hurt. And so if I'm to do that, even for just a few blocks, then I have to have the right footwear for that. Here in our spiritual warfare, in the warfare that we battle in our lives, and to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that God himself has prepared that footwear. Now, I so many times I put on the whole armor of God. And then the last thing is to have my feet shod, I put on the wrong shoes in my battles against the wiles of the devil, and so that's not going to do it, because then I'm going to slip and fall, or I'm going to grow tired and weary, and I do that. And so when I say I maybe leave off a part of this whole armor of God, that's what I'm referring to. And we could use examples in the other pieces of this armor, this completeness here. But we're to, and we're in this footwear, we have steadiness. We're steady. We're standing firm in preparation of the gospel of peace. And so we're given strength in that. I think the preparation of the gospel of peace, it's preaching. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to think back and be put in remembrance of that truth, the doctrine and the gospel. I think, well, that's okay and all, but I can't really look at that as armor that's a protective. But it's very important when you're battling Satan is throwing, shooting his spears at you figuratively, trying to knock you down and make you waver from serving God, even but for a moment then, to have that firm foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It gives us strength in mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Spiritually, it gives us strength. Very important. And we're also, once we are have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, we stand ready to do battle. and because it's going to come from all different directions. Now, if you're standing, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, then, and you're standing facing your enemy head on, we're not to turn and run, though, because none of this armor covers our backs. We don't turn and run. We face our enemies, the enemies of the church, certainly. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, but that doesn't mean that they're not trying and pummeling the church, which is us. And so we can help one another in that as well. So in having our feet shod with that. Now I'm going to go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. Get a couple of verses. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So that third verse there. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. If my mind is stayed upon him, that's where when I begin to wander into problems, is when my mind is not stayed upon God Almighty and Jesus Christ. I'm thinking of something else, and it may be good intentions, and maybe not, but our mind should be stayed on him, because it says that when we trust him, we put our complete trust and belief in God, then therein again is strength in the preparation of the gospel of peace. And that's when we have peace. I think of the verse, part of it says, peace, peace, where there is no peace. We can't pretend if there's not peace and fool ourselves. But when we have the true peace of God Almighty, then we know that, we're aware of that, and it gives us strength to battle as we use that as part of our armor, the whole armor of God. In the 52nd chapter of this same book, Isaiah chapter 52, in relation, again, I've mentioned trying to preach and so forth, in the gospel minister, 7th verse of this 52nd chapter of Isaiah says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, and bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. So there is the gospel of peace. They had the gospel of peace then, even then. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth these good tidings. It doesn't say that a preacher, a prophet, an apostle that brings his own agenda then is beautiful. But those that bring good tidings, how many times is the word good in that verse? Three times there, I guess, and it's good tidings. Even if it is good to remind ourselves of the contrast between total depravity and then being made perfect by the blood of Christ through the Holy Ghost in regeneration, washed clean, but to know that we weren't just a little bit sick or ill, we were dead in trespasses and sin. Even in that, those are good tidings, because we know where we are now. If we're not there, then we cannot put on the whole armor of God. We wouldn't even want to do that, have the desire. We'd be right in there and get great joy out of the wiles in the evil times and days. We would rejoice in that. We know that even yesterday on that 5-hour drive back from San Antonio, and thinking about some of these things, and how when again I feel guilty, when I grow saddened or depressed, but we're given peace and strength in these good tidings, and somehow make it through to make that others that next step with our feet shod in the prep with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're given that, and yet we will not know. Not we might not know. We will not know all the answers to these tribulations. I saw someone post something on social media about the tribulations and the trials of life, and that that we draw strength from God Almighty. He blesses us, and we don't have to confess or to utter words to Him that He might know that we need Him. He, in fact, He knows what we need before we ask, and He knows better what we need than what we might ask of Him. And then He gives us more than we ever asked for. And so I would think of myself, and I would remember those times, and then, in fact, we do. We draw strength from that. In that preparation of the gospel of peace, certainly we go back to Jesus Christ's death on the cross and then His resurrection from the tomb and our being in Christ Jesus and no longer living in sin. And so we're given strength in that to make it another day, to battle on in our lives. Now, let me go to the gospel of Mark, the sixth chapter. Mark chapter 6. In about the seventh verse of that sixth chapter of Mark, and He called unto Him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean spirits and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. So the detail sometimes gets me in this, that they're not to take these things here. They take commanded them they should take nothing except for the staff. And then be shod with sandals, but not two coats. He told them, Jesus Christ, being God, told them exactly, this is what you take as you go out to preach the gospel. He prepared them for that. I think of this whole armor of God, and even this our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and that He tells us and prepares this for us. And tells us, my problem is I want to take more provisions. I want to heap on more provisions for my journey, for whatever it is. Maybe it's something just for that day. And like, I'm going to have to handle this, and this today. I think I need to take this along as well. No, He tells us, He commands us to put on the whole armor of God. In that, though, and He told them exactly physically, what to take, what to wear here as He sent them out to preach the gospel here. And they, 12th verse, and they went out and preached that men should repent. So there was their subject, their purpose there, that men should repent and turn aside because they were children of God. These people they were preaching to those who are not children of God, not born of the Spirit, is foolishness. And of which I believe I can relate to that. There's some things that we hear today or read, and well, that's just foolishness. There's nothing. It's not built on anything. But we're blessed to see the evidence in the gospel of Christ, wherewith our feet are shod with that preparation of the gospel of peace. Now let me wrap this up. I want to go to Romans, the eighth chapter of Romans. Get back to Romans. (Clears throat) Romans chapter 8, toward the end. Let me just get the 37th verse here. Nay, in all these things that you're aware of, that's been talked about, listed in the 8th chapter of Romans, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. We are more than conquerors. There are times that I feel defeated in life, even physically and all, just to try to do things so that we might feel good physically, because that affects, I believe, ourselves emotionally. You've expressed some of that, Sister Debbie, and all that it affects us. And I think of Andrew turned 30 on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. Yeah. And that ages a person. Some of you have kids older than 30, and some of you were a year old when Kathy and I got married. But we feel old. We feel old, and yet we're strengthened if we follow the commandment. It's not a request. Put on this whole armor of God. All of it. Put on the whole armor. And then we will not only conquer, we're more than conquerors. And certainly eternally, because Jesus Christ has fought that battle for us. That's the gospel of peace that we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that He has won that battle. Because it says, him that loved us, He loved us and loves us now with the same love. Loved us before, loved us before we were even thought of here and existed physically. He knew us and has done this for us and given us He has armed us to withstand the wiles of evil. In today, and they're certainly out there. They are here, but we're more than conquerors. And then it lists these things here. What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing can. So when I fail to follow that commandment in Ephesians chapter 6 and 11 on, when I fail to do that, whatever day, time that may be, then I am still more than a conqueror. Certainly, given the victory through Jesus Christ, because He loved us, and even though I don't know why now He loved us, that whereby we might love Him, then after that, then one day we will know that, and we'll no longer need armor to withstand anything, because we will be in that great throne room of God Almighty, where our Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ is sitting there and has us set down at the right hand of God. We'll be there and we'll not need this armor, but now put on the whole armor of God and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. May God bless you.
Amen.
We'll sing a song now and